Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Pam's in Strongsville. I'm going to play the first round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites of the Week. Hey, Pam, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good.
I've played twice before, but both times I played you.
You played me?
How'd that go?
Yeah, how did it go?
First time we tied, and it was before the tiebreaker, and then the second time you won.
Tiebreaker, so dumb.
Things have changed. Yeah. There's a timer, and now also it's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, the
was there a timer when you played, Pam?
Yes, both times.
Oh, there was. Yeah. Okay, so the timer.
So you already know how unfun that is.
Yes, stressful.
Right. Yeah, yeah, very stressful.
All right, well, within the time limit, ask Jen to leave the room.
Stop.
Hey, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room, Pam. Good luck. Don't ask like it's plenty of time.
I'm going to start adding the timer for the ask to leave the room now. I'm totally kidding.
What happens if they don't get it in time?
Well, we got to move on. Next contestant. No, I'm kidding. I would never do that. All right, Pam, thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. We certainly hope you win the game. You know how the game works. You've played it, as you mentioned, a couple of times before. Jen's in the hallway. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. So let's just get to the game. Your first of five questions, we're going to begin with this. Maybe we'll start mentioning it at 8 o'clock. I don't know exactly when this is going to happen, but Taylor Swift has an announcement today. And she's revealed that something's going to be happening on Good Morning America this morning. Some fans, of course, there's all sorts of theories around. They're even convinced that maybe it'll be a several-episode documentary on her last tour. I guess we'll find out what's going to happen. What was the name of Taylor Swift's last tour?
The Eras Tour.
Question number two. Cavs fans. Great Lakes Brewing is rolling out what they're calling Easy Buckets Pale Ale for the 2025-2026 season. You're going to be able to find this at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and then early next year it'll hit stores. Great Lakes Brewing released this Kolsch-style beer as a tribute to which Cleveland Browns Hall of Fame offensive lineman?
Joe Thomas.
Question number three. Lady Gaga, apparently going to be in front of the cameras once again. The singer slash actress was spotted by fans in Milan where The Devil Wears Prada 2 is currently filming. No official word on her actual involvement. Lady Gaga last appeared on screen as Rosalind Rotwood on season 2 of which hit Netflix series?
Oh, God. I was going to say Horror Stories. I'll go with American Horror Stories.
We'll go with American Horror Stories for the answer for question three as we move to question number four. This is big news. Lauren Conrad, Kristen Cavallari, they reunited for the Roku channel Laguna Beach pick, and apparently they've buried the hatchet. Cavallari joked, everyone can put away their Team Lauren and Team Kristen shirts. They can put them away now. Now, Lauren Conrad's fashion line, which is LC Lauren Conrad, is sold exclusively at which store?
Kohl's.
Question number five. You didn't even need a timer for that. Well done. Question number five. Diane Keaton, the legendary actor and director whose career earned acclaim for his Oscars and Emmys and Golden Globes, unfortunately passed away at the age of 79 years old. Now, Diane Keaton starred alongside Steve Martin in which 1991 family comedy movie?
Father of the Bride.
All right. Let's see how you did, Pam. We're going to let you know how you did. Then Jen has to answer those same five questions in 3.5 minutes on Star 102. All right, Jen Tui's back in the room. So let's continue on with Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Pam is in Strongsville. She answered five questions a minute ago. How did Pam do?
Pam got four.
Ooh, you're good, Pam.
stop.
4 of 5. How you feeling, Pam?
I'm feeling okay, but if I can get 4, Jen can probably get 5.
I don't know about that. It is a Monday.
We're going to see, Pam. We're going to see. Question number 1. Obviously, same 5 questions we asked Pam just a minute ago. We're going to get in with Taylor Swift. Well, she has an announcement today. She's revealing something on GMA. We don't know when. We don't know. This is on studio. We're going to let you know as soon as we hear something. Some fans are convinced maybe it's even a several-episode documentary about her last tour. I don't know. We'll find and see what's happening. What was the name of Taylor Swift's last tour?
The Eras Tour.
Of course it was. Question number 2, Cavs fans. Great Lakes Brewing is rolling out Easy Buckets Pale Ale for the upcoming season. You can find it at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and then in stores early next year. Great Lakes Brewing released a Kolsch-style beer as a tribute to which Cleveland Browns Hall of Fame offensive lineman?
Joe Thomas.
It was Joe Thomas. As we move to question number 3, Lady Gaga is going to be in front of the cameras once again. The singer/actress was spotted by fans in Milan, where The Devil Wears Prada 2 is currently filming. No official word on her involvement. Now, Lady Gaga last appeared on screen as Rosalind Rotwood on season 2 of which hit Netflix series?
Wednesday.
It was.
She was awesome in that show,
Wednesday.
Too. Really good.
Question number 4.
What?
And rubbing it in on Pam there.
Why? She got 4.
I'm kidding.
That's one.
Question number 4. Lauren Conrad and Kristen Cavallari reunited for their Roku channel Laguna Beach pick and appeared to have buried the hatchet. Cavallari joked, and I quote, "Everyone can put away their Team Lauren and Team Kristen shirts now," end quote. Lauren Conrad's fashion line, LC Lauren Conrad, is sold exclusively at which store?
Kohl's.
Whoa! Absolutely.
Question. I'm down to this one.
Whoa, oh, I need the tiebreaker.
How fun. How fun.
She didn't get to do a tiebreaker last time she died.
Oh,
so. Oh yeah. So we'll see.
Oh.
Question number 5. Diane Keaton, the legendary actor, director, Oscars, Emmys, Golden Globes, the list goes on and on, passed away at the age of 79 years old. Diane Keaton starred alongside Steve Martin in which 1991 family comedy movie?
Father of the Bride.
Of course, that was Father of the Bride. Ugh. Final totals there, Stevie.
Pam, 4. Jen, 5.
Oh, Pam, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That was a good round, though. 4 out of 5 is awesome.
Thank you.
One of these days it's going to happen, Pam. And you'll be smooth sipping that mug.
Yes, you will.
All right. It's always good to hear from you, Pam, but you know what you need to say.
My name's Pam from Strongville, and I did not trump Tui.
Brenda's in Medina. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Brenda, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you guys?
Great. I mean, outside of, you know.
Yeah. We don't want to talk about that, do we?
No. We're not. We're not going to talk about that.
No, we're not going to talk about it.
No, we're going to. It's forward momentum. We're talking about Trump Tui. We're talking about Taylor Swift's big announcement here in 20 minutes. But let's get to the game. Ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
I sure will. Good luck, Brenda.
All right.
Good
Producer
luck to you.
Stevie stays in the studio with me. Jen is leaving the room. You know how this game works. All right. The door gently shut today. Mm-hmm. Very gentle shut of the door today. So we're going to ask you 5
questions.
She's
going to go easy on me then.
That's what it means. When she slams the door, she's not going to go easy on you. If it's a gentle shut, she says, you know what? I'm going to go easy today or this round. So we'll ask you 5 questions, Producer Stevie, keeping track of the score. As you know, she does not listen to or participate in this part of the game. She'll have her time. When you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can let Jen know it's all right for her to come back into the studio and answer 5 questions. And we'll see if you win. We hope that you do. We have a great new mugshot. It's actually a video on all of our socials, which is fantastic. And we hope you win the mug. So let's ask these 5 questions. Timer is still in play. Here's question number 1. Outdoor retailer Orvis is closing nearly half of its stores nationwide. The 170-year-old brand will still sell through dealers and also major retailers. Our question to you is simple. Have you ever shopped at Orvis? Yes or no?
No.
Question number 2. Paparazzi capturing Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau kissing, doing a little cuddling aboard her yacht off the coast of Santa Barbara over the weekend. What leaf is on the Canadian flag?
Maple.
Question number three, Olivia Rodrigo. She's confirming new music is on the way, and fans, of course, so excited. In an interview with Amex, she shared, and I quote, "Now I'm home from tour working on my new album," end quote. Grammy win or no Grammy wins for Olivia Rodrigo? What do you think?
No Grammy wins.
Let's go with question number four. Las Vegas Aces secured the 2025 WNBA championship following a 97-86 win over the Phoenix Mercury. This happened on Friday. By the way, they swept those finals. The team was led by which MVP who wears number 22?
The only NBA or WNBA player I know is Caitlin Clark, and I know she doesn't play for them, so I don't know.
That's all right. We're with question number five. Billie Eilish had a terrifying moment on stage in Miami when a fan yanked her towards the metal barrier by her arm. Thank goodness security jumped in fast, helped pick her up as she quickly gathered herself and stormed off. What is Billie Eilish's middle name?
Joe.
All right, let's go with that. We're going to see how you did with the five questions, and then it'll be Jen's turn to answer those same five questions in 3 minutes on Star 102.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jen's back into the room. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Brenda is in Medina. She is playing this round of Trump Tui. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. How did Brenda do?
Brenda got two.
There you go, Brenda.
Good job, Brenda.
Two. Correct. Today. Jen's turn to answer the same five questions. We're going to begin with question number one. Outdoor retailer Orvis is closing nearly half of its stores nationwide. The 170-year-old brand will still sell through dealers and also major retailers. Our question to you, have you ever shopped at Orvis, yes or no?
Yes.
I thought earlier you said you didn't. I think
well,
that's a
I've
lie.
I've been in there, but
did
I
you
haven't
shop it?
Purchased.
Did
I've
you buy an $80
it.
T-shirt?
No, I've shopped it. I haven't
little
purchased.
Little window shopping. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let Stevie decide if that's yes or no.
Thank you, Stevie.
Question number two. Paparazzi captured no. Katy Perry.
Final answer is fine. So.
Final answer is a ding. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
She keeps track of the score, not me. Mm. Question number two. Paparazzi capturing Katy Perry.
Don't.
And former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau kissing. Doing a little cuddling. Aboard her yacht off the coast of Santa Barbara over the weekend. What leaf is on the Canadian flag?
A maple leaf.
It is a maple leaf.
Stop.
Oh, Justin. Question
number. I don't need the
don't
sound
know
effect.
She's saying that.
Like, that's what she says.
I don't think that ever came out of her mouth.
Oh, God.
That yacht there.
Question number three.
Really great job enhancing that.
Thank you. Question number three, Olivia Rodrigo confirmed new music is on the way, and fans clearly very excited. In a new interview with Amex, she shared, and I quote, "Now I'm home from tour working on my new album," end quote. Grammy win or no Grammy for Olivia Rodrigo?
I can't remember. Grammy win.
She does. She actually has three Grammy wins. Question number four. Las Vegas Aces secured the 2025 WNBA championship following the 97-86 win over that Phoenix Mercury. Happened on Friday. Swept the finals. Jen, the team was led by which MVP? Who wears number 22?
It's Asia Wilson.
It is.
Proud of that one, Jen.
Thank you, Stevie.
Question number five. Billie Eilish had a terrifying moment on stage in Miami when a fan yanked her towards the metal barrier by her arm. Security jumped in fast, beat the guy up. No, I didn't see that
wow.
part, but they.
I wish they did.
I am sure. Did you see that? It was bad.
All the way.
They jumped in fast. They helped gather her. They saved the situation. What is Billie Eilish's middle name?
Jean.
I don't know if I like Joe. Which was Brenda's guess or Gene?
Because
they both should win. They
Billie
both should
Jean
win.
Irish.
Billy Joe Irish. And Billie Jean Irish. You know what? I'm not even going to reveal what it is because for everybody listening, it should be Billie Jean Eilish. Okay, fine.
What is it?
It's pirate, but it should be
her
Jean.
It's pirate.
Yes.
Yeah. Like by choice, or that's what her parents named her.
Her brother Phineas named it that when he was a child.
Oh.
Her mom was pregnant. And he said her middle name should be Pirate.
So it is.
So they went.
How about
with it.
That?
They
Please,
listened.
Anybody listening named Billie Jean, call us. Final totals there, Stevie.
Brenda 2, Jen 4.
I'm sorry, Brenda.
That's all right. It was fun.
It's always Good. Fun to talk to. We appreciate you playing, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Brenda from Medina, and I did not trump Huey today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.